Ho, ho, and indeed ho. This time on Culture File, we check in on a few seasonal preparations with Ireland's oldest continuously singing choir, the Colwick Choral Society. Founded in 1898, they've been singing on a Thursday for over a century. So on one recent Thursday, Culture File went to hear how choristers Mother Elizabeth McCormack and son Donal handle the long, long run-in to the choir's annual Christmas concert.
My son Donal, who's 17, and he's a wonderful musician, a fantastic singer. He sings bass in the choir. He also plays piano really well, and we're very proud of him.
This is my mum, Elizabeth, and she sings in the choir as well, and she's the main reason that I got into the choir, really. And she sings soprano with the choir, so luckily for her, she always has the melody, and everything's easy for the sopranos. So she's been in the choir for 7 years now, and I've been in the choir for one. The Colwick Choral Society was founded by Dr. James Colwick, who also helped found the Fetchkill. And there's actually a competition for choirs in the Fetchkill called the Florence Colwick Cup. So that's for mixed choirs, and it's held every year, and people from the Colwick actually go to that competition just to present the prize. So it was founded over 100 years ago, and the choir has really kept going since then. And there have been, like, at the moment it's quite a big choir, like there's just under 100, but at some points there would have been only 50, and it kind of goes up and down, but it's still there. And we do, since the start, as far as I know, we've done works at the end of spring, and then at Christmas, and then recently we've done an October concert. So the Christmas one this year will be really good, I think. And we do a lot of work for charity as well. So every year we would do work for a certain charity. So we've done the Simon Community and charities like that. And it's brilliant because you feel that, because you're enjoying singing with the choir so much, and you also feel that you're helping other people, because you're helping raise money. Like, we sang in Paris Court last year and we raised money, and it was really good for the charity. The ceremony in carols is brilliant, and it's so unusual, because you have these carols that were written hundreds and hundreds of years ago, but Britain took them and made them his own nearly. So they're all like modern takes on old carols. Like, we have one that we're just practicing tonight, and it's all, everyone's kind of coming in at different times, so it's the same melody. So he's taken that melody and just kind of broken it apart and split up all the parts of the choir, and putting everyone in at different times. So it is a really interesting work, and it would be one that I would really, like, I've been telling all my friends to come to the concert, and all of our family to come to it, because it really will be a brilliant concert. And then the fact we've got Claudia Boyle singing as well, like, she's brilliant. So I think it is a very interesting work that people should listen to.
This tradition in our family that we go up to a forest every Christmas, maybe for a week,
a week beforehand.
Not just any old farm, to a Christmas tree farm. And generally the weather can be a little bit, you know, dodgy. Like, one year there was snow falling and there was ice on the roads. And anyway, we made our way up, because this is our tradition and this is what we have to do. And up we went to the forest, and you pick out a tree, and then the farmer comes and chops it down. And, you know, we bring it back home and decorate it, and we'll have hot chocolate and, you know, hang the the decorations and the lights on the tree.
Last year we brought our cousin from Limerick and his girlfriend up, but the rain was crazy. Like, it was a really bad day, but we still went, and they just thought we were loopy. They were like, why do you do this every year? And we're saying, because it's tradition, we do it every year. They say, no, this is mad. You can get them in the shops, you can just make your own. It doesn't make sense going up here. Yeah. The difference really is mainly the size, because with a big choir like the Colwick, you can't really do smaller pieces. It just doesn't, well, like you can, but it doesn't work as well. Whereas with a smaller group like New Dublin Voices, the smaller pieces work well. Whereas you have like one of these big, say Carmina Brana, for instance, that we did a few years ago, which has a huge orchestra, huge percussion section. I think there might be two pianos in it, like it's huge. Whereas you couldn't do that with a small group, because say you're in the concert hall and the New Dublin Voices were in the balcony and you had this huge orchestra, the sound just wouldn't carry. So that's really the difference, the size and how different composers compose things for, like, Orff would have had in mind a big choir for Carmina Brana, but say, at the moment we're doing Menka's Blacksmith Forges in the Sky, and he composed for a small group. They didn't want a big group because it just wouldn't work as well. So that's really the main difference, the size.
It's funny because the choral year, we obviously have to work really ahead of ourselves. So we started rehearsing our Christmas work about
the start of October,
yeah. So that's a bit funny because you're singing maybe the 12 Days of Christmas and the sun is shining outside.
And if you're ready to embrace your inner Christmas, then it all kicks off next Monday night, December 1st, at the National Concert Hall in Dublin, with the Colwick Choir's The Coming of Christmas, where the centrepiece is Britain's A Ceremony of Carols. And if that isn't enough to zap your Grinch, special guest soprano is Claudia Boyle. Tickets from nch.ie.